This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Degenerate Derek Podcast.
All right, welcome back. Week 5, Degenerate Derek Podcast. Me and your boy, dumbass, dipshit Daniel.
I'm here.
He is here.
I'm here.
We're here to do the Pick'em Show. We're here to give out our 5 picks that we're betting on for this weekend. And to preview Thursday Night Football. Thursday Night Football is kind of gross. Colts, Broncos. They're
very gross.
We'll get into that here in a minute. Monday Night Football. I got my first win, my first Monday night win.
You called it.
I did, man. And I listened back to that podcast. It's funny, too, because we talked about Monday Night Football for probably about almost 5 minutes. And for 4.5 minutes, I was on the Rams.
Yep.
And then at the last second, I'm just like, man, because I've seen this too many times with Vegas. I told you, Vegas was, there was just something off there. Vegas was like, okay, yeah, we're going to make the Rams underdogs. Everybody's going to bet the Rams, and the 49ers are going to blow them out. And that's what they did. Rams look like shit. Hopefully the Rams look like shit this weekend too.
I hope so,
but I don't know. I'm not sure they will. I just think that is, they're just some coaches, man. And Shanahan is McVay's daddy, in a way.
Yep.
In another way, McVay has a Super Bowl, so you know he does have that. But head-to-head matchup, psh, I mean Shanahan. I don't know. Like I've never seen somebody beat somebody down so regularly, and especially with the teams that they have, it was just like the Rams were never in that. God, who's that? Who's that kid though for San Francisco? San Francisco's got some.
They got some players.
They got players, man. They got that new. They got the new Troy Polamalu kid, who basically is Troy Polamalu reincarnated, but he's a 49er, and he had that pick six. I don't even know the kid's name. I've heard about him already, and then you know, obviously seeing him make a big play on a big stage. Obviously, that kid's special. 49ers, they got some ballers, man. They really do. So look out for them down the stretch as we get going here. But let's get into week 5. Quick update on the records. Again, if you missed it, went 4-1 last weekend. Took me to 12-7-1 overall. Daniel went 2-2-1. Takes him to 9-10-1. Daniel hitting 47%. Me hitting a impressive professional 63% on my picks right now. I hit 62-63% last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, so try and do that again. Obviously, we're only in week 4. I have went bad week, great week, bad week, great week. So if the trend continues, I'm due for a bad week this week. So if you do tail me, do know that I have flip-flop. But I'm going to try to get it together this week. Daniel came in bitching. These numbers are ridiculous.
They were. Some of them were.
These numbers this week, Derek, are just, they're ridiculous.
But I didn't see the, now that I see who the Packers are playing, maybe they, ours should be 8-point favorites.
Yeah, but I just feel like.
But in London, I guess, or wherever they're playing.
Yeah, they're playing in London. That's right. I forget about that. That's a great call. So Giants, Packers. Okay, so let's do Thursday Night Football, Colts, Broncos. What is that number at right now, Daniel? Can you give me an updated on the market
yes,
number for
the
that
number
one.
That I got currently as of today, Denver are 3.5-point favorites.
Okay, against the Colts. Okay, I'm gonna stay off it then. I was gonna take Denver at -3, just because obviously the 3 number is key there because you know you could push or it sometimes to me it feels like a free roll, if you will. Like it's either I'm gonna win this bet or I'm gonna push it. See, are you still having a 3.5? Because I got it on 3 here.
Yeah, I got 3.5. The website you gave me.
Yep. What covers?
Scores and odds.
Okay, all right, well, are you... Okay.
I'm using both, but I'm using scores and odds.
But are you using the opening line, though?
Yeah, the opening line was 2.5.
Yeah, so that's not... What's the current line?
The current line's 3.5. Look, I'm not even lying. 3.5. The opening was 2.5.
2.5, okay. All right, so...
But I'll check covers, too. That's why I wanted to confirm with you. Which one do you want us to use?
Did I not give you another site?
You gave me both, yes.
I did.
Do you want to use?
It all matters what book. No, nobody, not everybody has the same book, dumbass.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, we should be consistent. We should choose one website that we both use, scores and odds.
Well, it's whatever the number is.
We got to be consistent.
Well, the number is all over the place. The number's on ESPN. What are you talking about?
Yeah, the number's on ESPN.
You're the only person I know that is like, where do you get your number at?
Well, because we got to be
consistent. And it's like the number is everywhere.
I want consistency.
It's going to be around the same everywhere.
Okay, ESPN has it 3 points.
Okay, all right. So I would say just go by what ESPN has it then. They're probably going to have the most market-friendly, accurate one. Scores and odds usually is pretty good. But they also, scores and odds I use to show me where the number is trended to. All right, but an accurate number is right now Broncos minus three. So I will hop on the Broncos then. At minus three at home, should I? Obviously not. You know what I mean? Like, that is like, you know, we all remember this this debacle here.
Country, let's ride. Broncos country, let's ride.
This Broncos is tough. Country,
let's ride.
Yeah, I mean,
Broncos country.
Russell Wilson is just a very cringe person. He's had a horrible start in Denver. I got to think at some point, with the amount of players they have on that team, you think Denver eventually does something, scores a touchdown maybe. I don't know, though. But I'm still going with them. I don't like the Colts. I don't like Matt Ryan. So I'm going to go Bron. It's not one of my five picks. I'm just throwing it out there because Thursday night game, I'm definitely betting on it. I'm definitely betting on Broncos minus three. So if you want to tail me, fade me, whatever, that's where I'm at. All right, as far as the five picks go, Daniel, you got your five picks ready?
I got my five picks ready.
All right, let's get into it.
Number five.
I got my first pick. I got Tennessee. They're 2.5-point favorites over Washington.
All right, Tennessee, 2.5-point favorites over Washington. Doesn't need a lot there. Washington just lost to Dallas. Hasn't looked good all year. Derrick Henry's the man. I mean, not really much else you need to say there. That's a pretty... This seems like an easy pick.
Very easy.
Where's it at? Is it?
It's in
Washington.
It's in Washington, I think.
Titans are 2-2. Commanders are 1-3. Over and under that game's 42.5. All right, Titans minus 2.5 on the road. That's your first pick.
Number four.
And second pick, I'm going to ride your train. I've never done this yet, so I'm going to try it. But I got the Jets 3.5 favorites over the Dolphins.
Okay. All right. So Tua probably not, obviously.
Tua's not playing.
Tua's not back.
Confirmed Tua's not playing.
Tua confirmed dead. So Tua's not playing. So then you have Teddy Bridgewater, I believe.
Yes.
Stepping in to take the starting role. I still feel like the Dolphins can win that game, even missing Tua, you know, because the Dolphins play defense. I like the Jets, so I'm not betting on the Jets, though, so... Okay, but you have the Jets plus 3.5 at home. Obviously, they ride that big win against the Steelers. They ride it. Oh, my God, that'd be horrible for Miami. If Miami dropped this game to the Jets, a division game, too.
Yes.
Yikes. That'd be scary. All right, let's move on.
Number three.
Their luck's going to run out eventually, so I got the Cardinals plus 5 over the Eagles.
That's crazy. That's a crazy fucking pick. Like, I see it. And I hope it hits, obviously, because I hate the fucking Eagles.
I hate the Eagles. That's, like, all I'm, only going that game against because the Eagles need to fucking lose. And I think it's
weird that you
game.
Could see the Cardinals definitely winning that game, though. As bad as the Cardinals are. And as they haven't shown anything where you're like, wow, the Cardinals are great. But it's just like that Kyler Murray kid. Sometimes he shows up and he just balls out. He's unstoppable. But so Cardinals plus 5 at home taking on the Eagles. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I like it.
Number 2.
All right. Then, because it's not a primetime game and the Bears still look like shit, I got the Vikings touchdown favorite over the Bears.
Okay. Yeah. So I like that pick too. I don't blame you. Although, do you worry a little bit about the Vikings? They were in London last week.
For jet lag, I do. But, you know, like I said, the game's not.
Because the Bears are so bad.
The Bears are so bad and it's not a primetime game.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins always does good.
Early kickoff.
Noon games. I learned that from you from last year.
Yeah. Well, that's just Kirk Cousins. That's how he rolls. The only concern there, obviously, for the Vikings is they did play in London last week. And that has to be taxing to go from... Because they're the first team that I ever remember playing a London game and not having the bye week. But that was by their request. Yeah, they requested to not have their bye thrown in after the London game. They wanted to just keep it rolling. And that way they could be up for end of the year, you know what I mean?
Okay. Bye.
They didn't want to have a bye week in week 5. They thought that was a little early, and I don't disagree with them there. They were willing to roll the dice because they're like, hey, we're going to take a loss there, but we'll have a bye week later on in the year where we need it more. So, you know, they kind of come into this game with scheduling-wise on not really putting a lot into it. But luckily for them, they drew the Bears, so they might be all right.
Number one.
All right, what's your favorite pick of the weekend?
My favorite pick, I got the Ravens minus 3 over Cincinnati.
You don't think Joe Burrow? You don't think
it's not that Joe Burrow. It's just the offensive line is so bad, and the Ravens' defense is still good. I still think they're going to get to Joe Burrow. That's just mainly it. It's just the offensive line.
You don't
is
think
just
there's sharp. Any lingering?
No.
I always worry about like when a team comes off a heartbreaking loss on a game they should have won. And don't get it twisted. The Ravens should have. I mean, I know they played like shit in the second half, but I mean, they really had the Bills like hemmed up there, and they were fortunate to. The Bills were fortunate to get a win there, so. You don't think that kind of rides over?
No, I think that was the game they needed. Like, hey, what the fuck? We could play better than this, and let's go and do it. So I think that's why. They'll go with the chip on their shoulder.
And the Bengals, though, Bengals defending AFC champs. They're both 2-2. It is in Baltimore, though, so Ravens only got to cover the 3. Okay, so quick recap. You had Ravens -3. You had Cardinals, right? Cardinals +5. Jets +3.5. Titans -2.5. Oh, you had the Vikings. -7. Okay. All right. So those are Daniel's 5 picks. He went 2-2-1 last week, which isn't the worst.
Not the best.
You just lose a little bit of juice. Mostly you break even on that. He did go 4-1 the week before. So that's back-to-back weeks he's had where he wasn't a total loser. Could be building on something. Started out the season real bad. What did you start the season like 1-4?
1-4, then 1-4, and then
2-3.
2-3. So yeah.
So okay, so he started to turn it around. Again, now he's 9-10-1 on the season. 47%. So those are Daniel's 5 picks. Do with them what you will. Okay, all right. Let's get into my 5 games.
Number 5.
I'm gonna go 49ers -6.5 on the road, taking on the Panthers. This is obviously just because I just watched the 49ers. They were fucking awesome. They looked great. They ran the ball. They moved the ball. They played great defense. They had a pick 6. They're going in to play shitty-ass Baker Mayfield and Matt Rhule. I think this team is better coaching, better players, better quarterback, better tight ends, better everything. Only thing they probably don't have better is running back. I did see Christian McCaffrey get going a little bit. I think San Francisco defense shut down McCaffrey. Win the football game by 2 touchdowns. Give me the 49ers -6.5.
Number 4.
I got the Browns +3 at home following a loss against the Falcons taking on the Chargers. Everything here makes you want to bet the Chargers. I think 70% of the money right now is on the Chargers. That's a big reason for me going the other way onto the Browns. When you guys bob, I fucking weave. So Chargers, everybody's on them. I'm going to go Browns +3 at home. Let's make this an ugly game. Let's run the football right down the Chargers' fucking throat.
Number 3.
I'm going to go Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons on the road in Tampa Bay getting +9. Tom Brady going through a divorce, y'all.
Oh, man.
Tom Brady going through a divorce. Money pouring in on the Falcons. Some people, I have been through a divorce, okay? I have been through this. And everybody's like, well, you know what? Tom Brady, just lock it out and focus on football. You know how fucking hard
it's
that is?
It's so hard.
And my divorce was my choice, and I hated that bitch. Tom Brady is divorcing a supermodel.
That he loves.
You know what is? His head is fucked up right now. His head. Daniel can tell you. Daniel, take it over. Is Tom Brady in any mental...
No, he's not.
He's not. He's not mentally
there. Take it
for
me, who just went through a breakup with the girl that I love for the man. No, he's struggling.
Daniel was on the verge of literally offing himself.
And he's in the media. So you know the media wants to ask him these questions, and somebody is.
And then he's got to go out and cover almost double digits against a division rival, a team that, by the way, is 4-0 against the spread. 4-0 against the spread. Give me the goddamn Falcons +9 on the road taking on the Buccaneers.
Number 2.
Saints -6 at home taking on Seattle. I was trying to figure out this line. I'm doing a lot of bobbing and weaving. My initial thought is one way, I go the other. My initial thought here was Seahawks. But then you got Seattle. They can play pretty bad football. I mean, they've shown they can play good football like they did last week where they scored 48 points against the Lions. Although a bunch of teams have put up a lot of points, Lions have a hard time stopping anybody. Now they got to go into the Superdome, and they got to beat a hungry New Orleans team that is coming back from New Orleans, but by all reports, Winston's questionable, which I think he's going to play. Even if he doesn't, if you get Michael Thomas back, you get Alvin Kamara back in the Superdome, and the Saints are 1-3 to start the season, Saints have to have this game. The Saints cannot go 1-4. And I think if the Saints win, I think the Saints win by a big number. So give me the Saints -6 at home taking on the Seahawks.
J-E-T-E Jets.
Wrong button.
Number one.
I got the Jags -7 at home taking on the Houston Texans. Houston Texans have been fun this year, especially against the spread. Now, I know what you're saying. Houston Texans have been fun. They're 0-3, 0-3-1. I get it. But they're 2-1-1 against the spread. So they've already covered a couple games this year. I don't think they do that this weekend against the Jags. I think the Jags were disappointed with their final result last week at Philly, especially after getting out to a 14-0 lead. They're at home. People go down to Jacksonville and sometimes have struggle. They struggle in that humidity. All right. I think Jacksonville is for real. I don't think, you know, the success that they've had this year, I don't think is a fluke. I think they're well coached. I think Peterson is a great coach. I think he has a great staff. I think they have an offense that can move the football, and they have a defense that flies to the football. So I think that's a recipe for disaster for the Houston Texans. I think it's been fun with the Texans. I think they get blown out in this game, though, by their division rival, the Jags. Those are my five picks. Quick recap. I got 49ers -6.5 on the road taking on the Panthers. Browns +3 at home taking on Chargers. Falcons +9 on the road taking on the Bucks. Saints -6 at home taking on the Seahawks. And the Jags -7 at home taking on the Texans. I think I got a good mix there. I think I got road teams, faves, dogs. I got a good, nice, healthy mix. But those are my five picks for week five in the NFL. Wish you guys the best of luck. Once again, 12-7-1 on the year, 63%. Daniel's trying to catch me.
I'm trying to.
He's not far behind, if I'm being honest. 9-10-1 is not far behind. He just needs 1 week to go his way, and then he's right back in this. So fairly competitive, I suppose. I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to start to pull away this week, though. I feel it. I feel like my picks are hitting, no doubt about it. But I'm out of here. Hope you guys have a great week. Thank you, Daniel, for joining me. We'll be back on Monday. Don't forget, next week we'll be live. Live podcast at Twin Peaks, the one at 410 and 151, from 11 to 1. That's next Wednesday. Shout out Twin Peaks, official sponsor of the Degenerate Derek podcast, and we'll be live there next Wednesday. But for that, we have a great weekend. We'll see you back Monday for the recap show.
The Degenerate Derek podcast is for entertainment purposes only. If you think you have a gambling problem, stop listening to f***ing podcast and get help. Seriously, the Degenerate Derek podcast.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.